Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Amazed at Jesus or not? The word amazed shows up numerous times throughout the Gospels, almost always associated with something Jesus said or did. He would heal someone, calm a storm, silence his detractors, or teach persuasively, and the people marveled. But there are two instances where Jesus himself is amazed, where the Bible says he marveled at what someone said. The first is when a centurion asked Jesus for help, but said he didn't need Jesus to be personally present. He told Jesus that just a word from him would be more than enough to heal a sick servant. Jesus was amazed at this man's faith, and as a result, the servant was healed. Matthew chapter 8, verse 10, and Luke chapter 7, verse 9. The second time that Jesus was amazed was when he was visiting his hometown, and the people with whom he grew up didn't believe he was who he claimed to be. As a result, Jesus was amazed, and the Bible says he was unable to do many miracles there. Mark chapter 6, verse 6. How sad. It's still true today. Either Jesus will be amazed at our faith, or he will be amazed at our unbelief. When we have faith in him, when we stand amazed and in awe and in expectation of his power, he is amazed and can perform miracles. But when we push Jesus away and say, we can take care of this ourselves, Jesus is also amazed. But this type of amazement results in Jesus being unable to unleash his miraculous power on our behalf. Let's learn this amazing lesson and always stand amazed at who Jesus is and what Jesus can do. When we are amazed and our faith grows stronger, Jesus will be amazed at our faith and will move on our behalf in amazing ways.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.